Space gang, what's good? It is your boy, the BK Space, and you are tuned into another episode of the BK Space Show. On today's show, we got Big Bro Demo coming in once again. I know this is like the second week in a row, but before we get into the episode, I need you to do me a favor and head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com for updates and giveaways and all that good stuff. It's always going to be there on the website for you. And we upload a new show every Friday. What's going on, Big Bro Demo?
Not much. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm good. It's been a pretty good day. Pretty good week, actually. So, you know, I can't complain.
Yeah, this has been pretty good. It's been pretty good. Had a couple things going on this weekend. Did a couple other podcasts. Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to chopping it with you, putting the icing on the cake, so to speak.
You just up here just podcasting it up.
Yeah, I did some hip-hop trivia earlier. I actually won. I'm actually the Jungle hip-hop trivia current champ right now. Yeah, so.
Up killing the game.
Shout out to my man, Big Squeeze.
Yeah, in a few weeks, I'm trying to put together this game night for the show. It is supposed to be my season finale for season two, but I got some things in the work that might actually not be the last episode, even though that will definitely be the episode for the 1 year anniversary. But you'll be there though.
Always, definitely. Thanks for the invite. I will definitely be there.
So I figured we ain't gonna, you know, hold you too long, especially you members of the Space Gang, because I know y'all get tired of having those hour-long episodes. So I figured this one might be a little shorter, a little to the point. And the topic for the day is why Black people aren't patriotic.
Oh, so when you shot it to me, actually, the first thing that came to my mind, two things that came to my mind. I mean, the first thing is, you know, all the obvious reasons why Blacks in America wouldn't be patriotic. But then as I sit back and reflect more on the question, I think that us, especially us being a prideful people, we are absolutely patriotic. I just don't think we get credit for it. And I don't think it's accepted the way it's accepted when, when you're, you know, so-called, you know, red-blooded American, which basically means being white, you know what I'm saying? So, but I can give many examples of Blacks being absolutely patriotic.
From my point of view, growing up, it's always been, yeah, we celebrate the 4th of July, but we don't celebrate the country per se. It's like we celebrate us. And I guess, you know, our families, our friends, the party of it all, we shoot fireworks and stuff, but we don't really care about rocking the paraphernalia. You don't see a lot of us running around here in American flag jackets and shirts and stuff like that. I mean, I do. I am Team Captain America because the nerd in me. So I got like a pair of Ewens that's like red, white, and blue. And I got a few shirts that's red, white, and blue with some stars and stuff on it. But I don't necessarily feel like I feel like we have two different versions of what patriotic is. I think you might be right on that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, growing up, the 4th of July is, like you said, I mean, it's considered a national holiday. But like I said, most of us use it as a time to be with family and friends and to kind of, like I said, celebrate family, celebrate, you know, a day, celebrate, you know, a day off, a day with your family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that thing, like I said, wearing your new outfit, you know, fireworks, eating, barbecue, that thing. Yeah, like you said, not really where I'm from. You know, people are just saying, you know, on that, God bless America. But like I was saying, if we look at it from a different aspect, and I look at it from like athletes and entertainers, mm-hmm. and, you know, people, you know, they're talking about, you know, the whole kneeling, doing the national anthem, and, you know, athletes being unpatriotic, when truthfully, two of the biggest things in our culture makes us very patriotic, which, like I said, one would be sports and the other would be joining the military. So we have a lot of people that, you know, a lot of Blacks that join the military. And like I said, that they're very patriotic. They're very about their country. They're very proud to represent the flag. And you as athletes, you have guys that have won championships in their respective sports tennis, basketball, tennis, basketball, track and field. But you talk to these athletes, and the proudest moment was when they won their Olympic medals. You know what I'm saying? Representing their country. So I think that's very patriotic. And like I said, that's their proudest moment. That's their biggest moment. And that's the time where the whole country are behind guys. Like I said, I'm using athletes. I'm using military soldiers, military people that serve in the military as examples. They represent the country, and people cheer them and love them. But then yet they come back to this country and they're discriminated against. So I think that's why they aren't seen as patriotic, because the so-called, like I said again, true patriots don't really respect them.
Basically, what you're saying is we have our own version of what being patriotic is
Correct.
versus what defaults as patriotic here in America.
Correct. I mean, again, yes, but basically all you say, again, I think our version would definitely probably be the truer version. We, like I said, we're proud, we're all inclusive. We're all about, all the things that the countries say that say that they stand for, but yet, they discriminate, they profile, they murder, saying people of color. So I think it's kind of hard to kind of I think it's kind of hard to say to say, those are patriotic people.
You know what? I can agree with that. And this is actually going a totally different way than I expected this conversation to go.
I wanted
Because
it
I am actually really pleasantly surprised by this too. Because in my mind, the way I was thinking when I read it wasn't exactly this. I was reading something else and it popped in my head. I was like, that's something we can really dig into. But when I first was putting together the show, I was thinking like, I mean, what do we have to be patriotic about? Like, it's not like we live in a country where it was actually built for us. I mean, we did a lot of building, but it wasn't for us. They didn't love us. They didn't care for us. Anything negative that happens here, we are always to blame for it. Food
Correct.
stamps. They say black people are the most people on food stamps. Statistically, we found out that's a lie. Whole propaganda of black on black crime or being lazy. All these stereotypes and negatives that we go through and hear and that affect us on a daily basis. We somehow still overcome all that and still find something to celebrate. So I totally 100% agree with you. We are patriotic and I do stand corrected.
I think we are
So
100%. I mean, you got to understand this, at the end of the day, this is still the country we built. So,
yeah.
even though you said the laws aren't written for us, even though it's a police state, we still built this country. It's still,
Yeah.
it's still ours. And all the, I mean, dare I say, all the good things about the culture are from our culture. You
Yeah.
have to have pride in that. And then, like you said, it's up to us to, like I said, educate ourselves, educate our young about what we are, who we are, and that instill, that instills pride.
Yeah.
And like I said, again, like I said, we're at the end of the day, we're a prideful, peaceful people. So, we're a prideful, peaceful people, and we represent. So,
Yeah, we really do.
We definitely, Alex, I think we definitely are the true patriots. You know how they say the what? I don't want to get in trouble with the word they say, but we are the true patriots of this country.
Yeah. For too long, patriotism is always looked at as the, I guess, the Yankee stereotype is, I
Correct.
guess that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, correct.
Patriot, flags everywhere.
Yeah.
Definitely disrespecting the flag is a part of that. Being
Yankee,
loud.
yeah, Yankee, apple pie, the American dream, the white picket fence and all that stuff. That's not, that's the commercial version of being a patriot.
Deep down, patriotism is something totally different.
Patriot
It's literally
Patriotism is loving a place that doesn't love you.
Yeah, it's fighting for every adversity that we have, no matter who you are. We're always somewhere near the front line, if not on the front line, and we're fighting for everybody to have the same equal piece of the pie just so everybody can be happy. Like, we don't want anything. For me, patriotism is literally not wanting everything for yourself, but sharing everything that we have. And that's basically, we're a melting pot. And, you know, we brought in immigrants from all over the place just so they can build a country together. And right now, what the default patriotism is, it is not showing any of that. It's like we're becoming more isolationist than we actually are supposed to be, because our country was not to be an isolation type of country. We were built for everybody, basically.
Correct. I tell people all the time, culture is meant to be shared. So that's what American culture is shared culture. So, you know, people that think that, like you said, I mean, basically just piggyback off what you're saying, the people that come here, the people that we that's what makes the country great, is so many diverse people, so many, you know, diverse cultures that you can indulge in. And that's, to me, that's just what makes everything, that's what makes everything work. That's our niche. That's our specialty. You know, saying, you can't get that a lot of places in the world. So,
yeah. Mention historical context. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What did you mean by that?
When I say the historical context, I mean, they do everything. I mean, basically, if you go back to it, everything that they teach you is a lie, from K through 12 about American history is a lie. So when I say, you know, the Christopher Columbuses, the presidents, the Lincoln freed the slaves, the type of guy that, you know, George Washington was, the way he was and the way he's portrayed, you know, all that, mm-hmm. is just a lie. It's just, that's the dark part of our history. And, you know, I've just gotten to the point where, you know, when you do your own research and you look at things and you find out, it's basically like when I find something out one way, I always think of it basically the opposite way. So however history tells me it happened, I look at it the opposite way, because that's usually how it happens with our history. Whatever they're telling us, it's the exact opposite. So like you said, of us being lazy, us being violent, us not being good fathers, us not being family oriented, all that's lies. It's actually the exact opposite. So always use the lucky number 11. Where Bruce Willis says, you know, talks about the Kansas City shuffle. And that's what, you know, what it says. When everybody tries to get you to look left, you look right. You know what I'm saying? So when everybody's trying to get you to look one way, if you look the opposite way, that's generally when you find out what's really going on, you know, what they're trying not to get you to look at. So that to me, that's America in a nutshell. That's a microcosm of our society. Whenever they're trying to get you to look one way, look the opposite way, and you'll be able to tell what's going on.
We have so much hidden history just here in America alone. It's crazy at the levels of things that we don't know, or that we're just now finding out as a whole country. Case in point, the Tulsa Massacre. Mm-hmm. I don't call it a riot. I call it a massacre, because that's what it was. I just found out about Central Park. Also pretty much going through the same fate, I think I read somewhere. Mm-hmm. And also a map on social media. I might put that on my Instagram a little bit later if I can find it at the BK Space Show. On there is a map of random massacres within black, well, I mean, they have in two black communities. And I don't know, if we are not patriots, then what are we? Because like you said, we've been through so much damage. Things have been stolen. We've been lied to. And we are literally still here, even to this day, fighting for this country that does not love us as much as we love it.
It's just a natural state. And like I said, there's so many other things that, you know, stuff, the piggyback off the stuff you were naming. I mean, you know, like Rosewood and the two blocks that they bombed in, I believe it was Philadelphia, a black neighborhood in Philadelphia. But like you said, there's so many things. It's so many things that this country, has so many atrocities that this country has perpetrated on its oil, on its own soil. That's why I always laugh at the term terrorist, because like you said, a lot of the biggest, like I said, yeah, we that's what we are. We persevere. That's what we are. That's where we're from. Saying we're built. We're from adversity. How they try to paint that picture. Like you said, this is going a totally different direction than I know what you want to say it, but I think deep down they know, and I say it all the time. I think deep down they know that if given even equal, not more, not a special handout, if we had equal ground in every facet of everything, we would kick their ass. So, why not oppress people? Because they know. I tell people that I work with all the time, counterparts, given equal status, saying not giving your privilege, I'll kick your ass in everything that you do, just because that's just because who I am and what I'm from my people. That's what we've always done. Like I said, bringing it back, I think I take pride in that, and I think that makes me a patriot. Terrorist acts in America was done against Black Americans by Americans by the government. So, so again, they're the biggest terrorists around to us, and they do these horrendous things and call us savages. So it's always been not funny to me, but I've just always found it interesting how they try to
Listening to your explanation and how you framed this whole thing, this entire time, I've never considered myself to be a patriot of America because I felt at home, but I didn't feel like I was at home, But now talking to you, I definitely have a different outlook on all of that.
That's why I think it's 1,000% disrespectful to be called an African American. Yes, I have African in my heritage, but I was born in this country. I helped build this country. I'm still helping build this country. I produce two more productive members of this society. So yeah, I'm a patriot. And I'm American. So I don't like the term African American. I'm an American like everybody else.
You know what? I don't hate that at all, actually. I don't know if I hate the term, but I have had moments where I'm like, why do we have to have the extra label? Why can't I just be a black
It's
guy?
almost like, yeah, it's almost like an asterisk. It's almost like American-ish,
It does look like
to
that.
me, it's totally disrespectful.
Not to jump away from your point here. This is actually going to go with that kind of. I always go on Twitter, and when we have these appropriation and culture appropriation conversations, you always get that one guy that hits you with well, y'all got BET. Why would it be offensive if we had WET? Or what would you say if they turned Black Panther to the White Panther? That's the new one. And my personal favorite, why is it that when you guys build something or make something, you have to put black in front of it or African American in front of it? And I'm like, it's literally only there because we have to find the stuff we made. That's it. That's it. When you looked at MTV, there wasn't a lot of us on there. So we had to make our own channel, and then in order to let the people know where to find us, we had to put black in front of it so they understand, hey, it's black people over here. And it's not the first version of that, of course, but it's probably like the biggest in the past, I don't know, 50 years.
I mean,
Because then you had to have your black restaurants. And then there was, I talked about this before on the show, your Chitlin' Circuit. And we always had to find, and some of these names we didn't give ourselves. They were given to us. But we forever followed that trend of saying African American, and it just kind of trickled down to everything else. And it just became a part of our identity to finding us in places. So,
No, I'm just saying, don't get me wrong. I definitely think that we should identify with our African heritage. I definitely think we should represent it. And I definitely think it's fine to have pride in that. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that for them to try to give it to us, like, here, this is your, you know, like, for them to try to give it to us like a badge of honor. And, you know, they're going to allow us to use this term. And now you're it's a way of including us, you know what I'm saying, by kind of pointing us out or making us different. That's number one. Number two is, you know, I've always said, you know, when people have always had that argument. Well, what would you say if we had a, you know, you had BET, what would you say if we had, you know, a white network? I say, you do. You have NBC, you have CBS, you have CNN, you have all these other, you know what I'm saying, networks that are white, that have been white. So you've always had your own thing. You always had your own. And like you said, I don't see a lot of you guys have problems who was, you know, in the 50s during segregation, when everything was, you know, whites only this, whites only that. You know, you had that in history. Mm-hmm. So us putting black in front of things, like you said, it's more a sense of pride. It's more a sense of beacon of hope, you know, telling others that they can do it, that, you know, despite everything else, you know, saying this is us. And, you know, saying, like you said, they tried to snatch everything else away from us. So that's just, like I said, a way that we show pride. And anybody that doesn't have, you know, anybody that has a problem with that, are just being hypocrites.
Last question before we wrap this thing up, because we're almost out of time. Do you think we have to move away from labeling everything black at some point in order to truly become a part of the country? And then our patriotism, so to speak, will be more aligned to the other patriotism? Or do we just keep things to say and say, fuck it, and just live the way we want to?
That's twofold. I'm down for fuck it and just keep it. But the thing is, there, no matter what we do, they're going to come destroy it. They're going to come undermine it. I mean, if we're being honest, I'm down for separate but equal. I'm down for segregation. Like, leave us alone. Give us half of the country or part of a country and just leave us alone. Give me my 40 acres and just leave me alone. Like, but yeah, I put black on everything. If I own it, I'm black. And then, yeah, this is a black owned business. I have a black family. I have black children. I have black friends. I have no problem with that.
All right. Yeah. Be careful with using that word segregation. You know how people can get. They think you're starting some kind of super separation thing. And, you know, yes, you said separate but equal, and you didn't mean it like we're going to go to war for it. But, you know, you say that, and the first thing some ignorant person is going to do is be like, oh, they want to fight because they want to take half the country or something. It's like, and when did you read into that like that? But it's like that every conversation, man.
Well, listen, I'll tell them like this, and I'm not being funny when I say it. I'm down for whatever. So if you want to do it, you know what I'm saying, the chill way, we can do it the chill way. If you want to do it, like you said, if you want to take it as disrespect and want to do it the other way, take it as what you want to say. Like, I'm done talking to ignorant people, people that can't even fathom or understand any of these concepts that we've spoke about here today. I don't even have time to talk to them about this until I can, you know, meet people that we can have honest conversations and they're not just trying to play devil's advocate or object to everything. I don't even entertain those conversations anymore. I'm way past that. I'm more about uniting our people and moving forward and nurturing, you know, the next few generations under me and making this place a better place, you know, before I leave here. Like I said, the talks, the ignorant talks, I'm done with that. I, I, they, they can have it. They, you know, I'm not arguing with them people. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my energy on that.
I'm gonna ask you for a final thought, but that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do any of that, sir.
So we gotta wrap this thing up. So in conclusion, this is my conclusion now, since he just gave like a really good one. I'm gonna keep mine short and brief. We are absolutely patriotic. And I know you came to this episode to find out why Black people aren't patriotic, but like Big Bro say, we are. And that's pretty much the bottom line in that one. And there won't be no, and Stone Cold says so, JB. So relax, dude. I know you're listening. And I know you said that to yourself like four times already. But Big Bro, thank you for coming through and blessing us with that thought, because you changed the course of this entire episode, and I enjoy when things like that happen. Man, that game changer right there, bro. Game changer.
No problem. I'm here to provoke conversation.
We're going to have to do this again, because you said some stuff in this that I really wanted to get into. Like, I want to get into the next time we have a random conversation like this. I want to get into Black economics, because I was listening to the Young Turks. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned the percentage of Black wealth, of who owns all the wealth in the country. And I think our top earners are like 0.15% or something, maybe lower than that. Mm-hmm. So that's not a lot.
No, it's not.
Compared to everybody else. So we got to equal the wealth around here for everybody, and B, we got to get on the game ourselves and find a way to get to the money. Because until we do that,
go ahead. So I actually think it's changing. As I get older, when I talk to my friends, you know, our conversation is changing. And, you know, we're talking about generational wealth and money and investing and business opportunities and, you know, Black investment companies and Black investment groups and stuff like that. So I think our conversations are starting to change.
I wasn't expecting the conversation to get this deep or go this long. I was like, we're going to be here for like 15 and then it's a wrap.
I knew when you asked me, and when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, this is not the direction he's going to expect it to go in. So
I know, but that's what makes it so cool. Like, I enjoy real time, real reactions, man. It just makes things feel more organic, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
By the way, people, we don't rehearse any of this. We just jump on and start talking. That's pretty much our whole process.
Yeah, it's very organic conversation. So, but go ahead and wrap it up. Wrap your show up, man.
All right. So do me a favor, y'all. Make sure you head over and you like all our social medias. My website is www.thebkspadeshow.com. My Instagram is @thebkspadeshow. And my Twitter is @thebkspadeshow. And also, we got a new clothing line coming through, Sleeping Genius. That is my personal clothing line, and it is the sponsor of this show. So that's also a little inside secret for y'all. There ain't no secrets over here. I'm not hiding it from y'all. So when it drops, I'll let you know. So you guys, I really would love your support for it, because we all trying to do bigger and better things around here. I have nothing else to add. Thank you for coming through tomorrow. And oh yeah, and he has a Facebook, Damone Monte Love. You know, look him up. The man is always full of gems. He always got an opinion, and he always talking smack, y'all. Like, all the time. Like, I just watch sometimes. I listen to him, JB, and Ace talk smack, and I just sit back and laugh. Because I'm like, I'm not getting that. My smack talk ain't that good. But thanks coming through. Thanks for coming through, big bro. And we'll catch you on the next one. You guys, two space game.